Everybody, that we were dealing with technical difficulties. We were recapping week 16, and we were just starting to begin our preview of week 17. So can you hear me now, Matt?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were just talking about the wash Ron Rivera needing his own quarterback now that Dwayne Haskins is gone. So I'm just not sure if Washington is going to win this game, but I'm going to pick the Philadelphia Eagles to win. I'm going to say why. It's because I feel like that the Eagles – even though they're eliminated from playoff contention, I just want to see Jalen Hurts show the world and show Philly fans that he's going to be their guy going forward.
Yeah, I think at this point they got to, and they got to move off Wentz. I mean, they can't bring back Wentz next year. It seems like he's quit on them and they've quit on him. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where he lands. I think a lot of teams would be willing to take Carson Wentz.
Absolutely, but I predict he'll go to the Colts just because he'll be good with Frank Reich.
Yeah, I think he could definitely go back to the Colts. I think that'd be a really good fit for him.
And he can follow the path. He can also follow the path that Ryan Tannehill took, because his first chance didn't work out, and his second chance worked out well with Tennessee.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. I mean, there's a few other teams, you know, he could probably go to, you know, but I think the Colts are the most likely scenario.
Yes. I think Wentz and Reich will work together long-term, which I think will be a great fit there.
Yeah.
So who do you have winning between the Eagles over the Washington football team on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, Washington football team defeating the Eagles.
So that means they win the NFC East.
Yes. Yep.
And I picked the Eagles is because the Giants, they're the team I want to win the division, because I feel like that they can win the division now. And I feel like that next year, the Giants record is going to be a lot better than it is this year, because I like Joe Judge. I've always liked him since he worked for Belichick, and I support every Belichick assistant that our head coaches. And I feel like that Joe Judge is destined to do great things with the New York Giants. And I have the New York Giants winning the division, and I have the New York Giants beating the Cowboys.
Yeah, I that'd be interesting. I think the Cowboys could beat the Giants. And then if the football team loses, then the Cowboys win the division with a 6-10 record. Wow, that'd be crazy.
That just shows you this division needs better records.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I have the Eagles winning just because I kind of want Joe Judge to lead his team into the playoffs for the first time in his first year as a head coach. He should be like that next John Harbaugh, you know? But that's not easy for a first-year head coach to get their team into the playoffs, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
It's not that easy, because a rookie head coach means you need more time.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about some locks and upsets of week 7. So I have two locks heading into week 17 and the final week of the regular season. I have the I'm going to say Patriots over the Jets as my lock, but if it's not a lock, then I'm not going to be so surprised here. Then I have the Packers over the Bears in a lock too.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a pretty bold lock right there. Let's see. So what was your upset you said?
My two locks are Packers over Bears and the Patriots over the Jets.
Yeah, my lock is going to be Ravens over Bengals.
And is it because you think Joe Burrow's going to have – is it because you think the Ravens are going to get in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that. I think they're going to beat up on the Bengals pretty good here. And if I had a second lock, it'd be Colts over Jaguars.
Yes, absolutely. So my two upset specials are I want to see the Miami Dolphins upset the Bills in Orchard Park. That's not going to be easy. I think Brian Flores is a good motivator and a good head coach, and he's going to make sure that this team plays hard with two. Stretch. This is their last game. They got a chance to win. But I would not be shocked if Buffalo beats the Dolphins in the last game, just because I think Buffalo's playing for something even bigger.
Yeah.
So basically, Miami, if they win, they're in.
Yep.
And then my other upset I have is the Browns over the Steelers.
Ooh, yeah. And just I heard because Rudolph is starting for the Steelers.
Ooh, man, that's going to be his first game back in Cleveland. And that's going to be his first time facing Mason Rudolph for the first time since that incident a year ago.
Yeah.
When he got hit in the head by that helmet, that could have killed him.
Yeah.
So who do you have as your two upsets here?
Let's see. Yeah, my upsets. So I'm gonna take Cardinals over Rams.
If Murray plays.
Yeah. And so I'm gonna take that'll be my upset, and I think my second upset is I will go with I'll go with Broncos over Raiders.
Ooh, man. Denver looking to play for pride here. Both teams are looking to play for pride.
Yep.
So now, with that being said, let's do our rest of week 17 picks. So you got the Colts over the Jags, beating the Jags, and I have the Colts beating the Jags too.
Yep.
And then the Titans over the Texans. I got Tennessee beating the Texans after Tennessee kind of got blown out by Green Bay, and I still think Tennessee is going to end up with the AFC South crown. I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Even though they lost. I still think they're going to win that division, don't you think?
Which division?
The AFC South.
You think the Tennessee is going to win it?
Yeah, I still think so.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll beat the Texans and they'll win.
And then the Colts will win, but they're on the bubble now.
Yeah, well, they need to win, and then they need help, right? Or is that?
Yeah, they Miami? Need a lot of help to get in.
Yeah, well, not they just need one of those teams to lose. They just if the Dolphins lose to the Bills, they'll get in, and the Dolphins will be out.
I think the Colts will get in, but I think this is a little tricky for them. They're going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, they're not going to get it from the Steelers because the Browns are going to play against Mason Rudolph, and they'll probably win that game. And Ravens are going to win their game. And so then you have, it comes down to really.
Then they need help from the Dolphins. The Miami game.
I think the Dolphins are going to lose at the Bills, I think.
Yeah, so you have the Dolphins beating the Bills. Or you have Buffalo beating Miami in Buffalo.
I have Buffalo winning. I don't know why people are thinking it's such a close game. Buffalo's only favored by 1.5. But
and what about the oldest rivalry in the NFL, the Packers and Bears?
I have the Packers winning that one.
What about Patriots and Jets? There's both teams that need help.
Yeah, I have New England winning that. It's gonna be tougher though. Like the Jets are all of a sudden playing pretty good.
Yeah, and I think they're both teams are going to be playing for pride on Sunday. I think that game's going to be a lot of fun. It's not going to be a blowout. I think both teams are going to be playing hard.
Yeah.
And then the Browns Steelers, you have Cleveland.
Yeah, I have Cleveland winning that. Yeah.
And then you have Colts beating Jacksonville.
Yep.
And then the Titans beating the Texans.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
I have the Saints beating the Panthers.
Yeah, I have that too, but I have the Saints beating the Panthers as well, and I have Tampa Bay beating Atlanta again.
Yep.
And Atlanta is going to get a top pick, that's for sure.
Yeah, they will.
So now let's talk about who's going to win between the Giants over the Cowboys. I got the Giants.
Yeah, I had the Cowboys in that game.
I think Daniel Jones is better than Andy Dalton, but I think Andy Dalton is playing very hard at this right now since coming off the concussion list.
Yep.
So let's talk about who's winning between the Chiefs and the Chargers. So the Chiefs might be resting its starters, but the Chargers are still playing Herbert just because it's the last game of the season. I'm hearing that the Chiefs are playing Chad Henne, the backup for Mahomes. I think Chad Henne's a solid backup. But I feel like the Chiefs are still going to win this game.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, if they don't, though, like, yeah, now they're saying the Chargers are favorite actually in this game. They think the Chiefs are just going to lay down. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Chargers do with Lynn. Like, I personally think, like, they need to go out and get someone who can work with Herbert. You know, that, like, I just, like, Lynn, he loses too many close games. And in addition to that, he's bad with game management. And he's it's just – and I don't think he's that innovative as a coach. Now, in Lynn's defense, I think he's a good locker room guy. I think the players like him. I think that he's a coach that a lot of guys want to play for, but –
just not the game manager that the Chargers are looking for. I think Telesco – and the Spanos, Dean Spanos is probably going to want to move on from him. And I think Telesco is going to hire his next head coach.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Here's what I think. Anthony Lynn's out and Telesco's safe.
Yes.
I don't want Telesco getting fired because he can draft.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Telesco has shown that he can get players on the team. Like, he can draft. I mean,
he can.
He knows how to.
I don't think it's not his problem, though.
Yeah, he knows how to. He knew to move off of Melvin Gordon. You know, and so I think he's good. Like, Telesco should stay, but it depends, too. Like, to be honest, there's not a lot of, like, slam dunk head coaches that teams can bank on this year. Like, maybe Robert Sala as the
Bieniemy's a banker this year, I think.
Yeah, maybe him. There's rumors that Urban Meyer wants to come to the NFL.
Oh man, I'm not sure about that. He's had numerous health issues.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that he'd be very interesting. And I think if you're a team like Jacksonville or Detroit, maybe you'd give him you interview him and you see if you can get him, but you have to definitely ask him about his health issues. He's retired 3 times due to basically health issues at the age of 45, 46, and 54. And you don't want him to like come into your team, your organization, and coach for 18 months and then quit.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's for sure. So I think the Chiefs beat the Chargers, but I would not be shocked if the Chargers win. I probably think that the Chargers should finish out the season strong. I like Herbert, and he is their next Phillip Rivers, but even better than Phillip Rivers as a quarterback for the Chargers.
Yep.
Now here's another game we're going to talk about. Your hometown, Detroit Lions, are taking on the Minnesota Vikings. There's going to be a lot of speculation that this could be Matthew Stafford's final game as a Detroit Lion, and I don't see that. He's only 32. I feel like that Matthew Stafford, I think, is going to remain a Detroit Lion for a long time.
Yeah, it's I don't know what's going to happen. I think the Lions will lose this game. And I think that I think it's a 50-50 chance whether he stays or whether he gets traded. There's a lot of teams that would like a guy like Stafford, he's a tough guy. He's only 32. He's tough. He's a good quarterback, and you see there's teams like the Patriots, the Broncos, the Colts, the 49ers, could be the Jets. Probably not the Jets.
The Jets want to rebuild.
Yeah, it could be. I'm probably missing another team.
I don't think any teams right now don't want to trade for Stafford, because there's going to be a lot of teams that want to draft their next franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I wonder what the Rams are going to do with Goff too. Like,
keep Goff. Rams should keep Goff, but I also think the Lions should keep Stafford for another few seasons, just because he has a lot of football left to play in Detroit, and he still has a lot to offer with the Lions. Just a better supporting cast.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Vikings could move off of Cousins too. I don't think that the Lions would want to trade Stafford to the Vikings.
No, absolutely not. I don't think the Vikings will move off of Cousins. I think Cousins has not had a – he's had a good season. But the Vikings defense needs a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I have the Lions winning, but you have Detroit losing.
Yeah, I have them losing, yep.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be questions on who you think is going to be the next head coach for the the Detroit Lions. I would like to see Robert Saleh or Darrell Bevell take over.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the Raiders. That was the other team I was thinking of that Stafford might be a good fit on.
Not the Raiders. They still believe in Carr, though.
They do, but I've always got the feeling that with Gruden that if he had another option, he might take it, right? It's he kind of
– You mean he would like his own guy?
Yeah, that he – Gruden is not completely enamored with Carr. And, you know, the thing is, too, like, you know, the Raiders will probably keep Carr. Like, I think that's what will happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if Gruden kind of reaches out to the Lions and says, you know, what do you want for Stafford? I don't know. I mean, he could – they might feel around
here. Mayock's probably not going to want that. He's going to want to keep drafting more people.
Yeah.
Just because Mike Mayock's a draft guru.
Yeah, I think if – yeah, the thing, too, about Gruden, though, is he's not really that good at developing, like, younger guys. Like, that was his M.O. in Tampa. Like, after he won the Super Bowl, he couldn't draft a quarterback. He couldn't make it work at quarterback. And eventually he got fired. But, you know, so, like, if Mayock wants to keep on, like, giving him young guys to develop, like, I don't think that's what Gruden is strong at. I think Gruden is a guy that can take like a veteran team and get him over the hump, you know?
I still think he's the right coach for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, they're not gonna fire him or anything. Like
he's still under contract for a long time.
Yeah, I mean he has at least
Davis gave him a lifetime contract.
Pretty much. Like I would say he has at least 2 years left. I mean, and you know, he has probably more than that, but at least 2 years.
It's a 10-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, I meant 2 years until they wanted to fire him. Like, they're not going to fire him this year or next year or the year after that.
Yeah, they have to let his contract play out.
Yeah, it's way too long of a contract, yeah.
Yeah, Davis did that just because he wanted Gruden back in the silver and black.
Yeah.
Because they like Gruden. So, yep. We'll talk, but yeah, you have the Vikings beating the Lions?
Yes.
And then you have the Ravens beating the Bengals. I have that too.
Yep.
Because I think the Ravens going to want to get in, but I would have had the Bengals winning if Joe Burrow was healthy.
Yep.
And then you have the Saints over the Panthers?
Yes, Saints over Panthers.
What about the Seahawks and the 49ers? So, no Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're going to be shutting down some of their guys, but Russell Wilson's playing, and the Seahawks already clinched the division. Who do you have in that game?
Seahawks. I mean, the Seahawks still have to play, though. Like, because the Saints are 11-4, just like they are, and the Packers are 12-3. So, I mean, they clinch the division, but they can still – can't they still get the one seed even?
They still can, but I think Green Bay will end up with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, I mean, if you're Seattle, although they play a – yeah, there's a bunch of 125 games. Yeah, so, yeah, the Seahawks they have to play. They can't rest people.
Yeah, I mean, they can't. They have to play because they still have a spot to play for. So, yep. I have the Seahawks beating the 49ers. But my question for you about the 49ers is it time for them to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo? I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, it's another interesting case, like. I think it depends. Like, you know, they need to look to see. I mean, I think if you're the 49ers, you would at least reach out to New England and see, like, well, what do you want for him? Because New England would be a good fit for Jimmy G. But
I think the Patriots want to get younger.
Yeah, they could. But, you know, Belichick, he likes him. He liked him when he was with New England. And so we'll see. Like, I think – there's a lot of quarterbacks. Like, it's Matt Ryan, Stafford, Jimmy G, Derek Carr, Cam Newton. I think you can put him in this category. That, you know, people are gonna, they're gonna float him around to see what do you want, you know, or see like what kind of offers they might get. You might see some musical chairs going on, or they might stay put. A bunch of them might stay put, or all of them will stay put. Who knows?
I think so, because Kyle Shanahan loves Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
So, and then next I have the Rams beating the Cardinals. What about you?
I have the Cardinals winning that game, actually.
It depends if Kyler Murray plays. There's a lot of people that are hurt right now, but if they get Murray back, then maybe the Cardinals win. We'll see.
Yeah, I think though, with like, is it Wolford playing for the Rams?
Yeah,
like,
let's see how he does. He could be the next Kurt Warner.
Yeah, he could be a huge bust, and they could implode in this game too.
Yeah, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Sean McVay's going to make sure that this team plays hard.
Yeah, I can't pick a team that is starting a guy that's never made a NFL start before.
Yeah,
so I'll go with the Cardinals.
Let's talk about who's winning between the Raiders and Broncos. So, the Raiders, they need to fix their defense. I think they can. But the Broncos, I think they're going to be a lot better when they get all their pieces back. But the question is it time for the Broncos to draft a quarterback in the first round of the 2021 draft and also time to move on from Drew Lock?
Yeah, another organization that has a decision to make at quarterback. I think, yeah, I've never been that big of a Lock fan. You know, but we'll see what Vic Fangio and John Elway want to do.
I think John Elway is going to want to take a look at this draft class. And I think that although he's not good at like finding his own guy, they like Lock, but I feel like that they want to move into a new direction at quarterback just because you got an up and coming, amazing draft class coming in.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see the Broncos get Zach Wilson. And I think if they get Zach Wilson, then I think John Elway will finally get his guy.
Yep.
I thought he had it in Drew Lock, but my mind changed.
Okay.
I was telling you that my mind changed on Drew Lock because I feel like that there were games that I felt like he didn't have any. I didn't think he had a good game last week against the Chargers.
That's right. He didn't.
And I just think that the Broncos need to find the. They need to find a better solution than Drew Lock.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about questions. So we're going to talk about next week on which teams are going to get their next head coach. So we have early favorites for the Falcons job, and we have early favorites for the Lions job. So, and also the Texans. So the Texans job, I have the Houston Texans getting Eric Bieniemy as their next head coach. What about you?
Yeah, that's probably their favorite.
What about the Atlanta Falcons? Who is your pick to be the next Atlanta Falcons head coach to take over for Dan Quinn?
Well, I'll laugh if it's Raheem Morris. He's
man.
People are saying it's going to be him, but I mean, he doesn't impress me very much. So I don't know who they'll go with.
I think the Atlanta Falcons should go with Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
And I say that because although I think the Falcons are going to keep Matt Ryan and still continue to build around him, I think Matt Eberflus can fix that defense, and Matt Eberflus can bring in an offensive coordinator that can help build to Matt Ryan's strengths, play to his strengths.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And then who I have as the next head coach of the Detroit Lions, Robert Saleh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, going with Robert Saleh there.
And I think that Dan Quinn will reunite with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco.
Okay.
What do you think of that? Do you think if Saleh takes the head coaching job in Detroit, do you think Dan Quinn can be good with – do you think Dan Quinn can be a good defensive coordinator with the Niners and work with Kyle Shanahan again?
Yeah, I think that could work. That'd be kind of weird, but I think they could do it.
I think they can because Kyle worked with Dan Quinn in Atlanta as the offensive coordinator, and I think Dan Quinn can work as the 49ers defensive coordinator and still face Pete Carroll twice a year.
Yeah.
So also, I'm going to get your reaction to the NFL moving to a 17-game season by next season. They're planning on it. And do you think that it, and are you excited about the 17-game schedule?
I think that – I think, like, I'm concerned that the quality of football is going to get worse with that last game. But, yeah, I guess, you know, everyone wants it. Aren't they taking away two preseason games?
They might have two preseason games, or they might have three.
Okay. If they take away two preseason games, I'm for it. They don't need more than two preseason games.
No, they don't need more than two. I like that, but the reason why I'm very excited about a 17-game regular season is because I feel like that the regular season should have more football.
Yeah.
And also, what benefits this is that you move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. The same time, the NBA All-Star game happens. But I feel like the NBA All-Star game is kind of boring just because the players don't play that hard in All-Star weekend for the NBA.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They just play for pride, and that's it. And they save their bodies for the stretch run, you know?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I think the Super Bowl will be a lot more fun to watch on President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Now, let's talk about which coach is going to get fired after week 17. Let's start with the Jets. Win or lose, do you think Adam Gase is going to get the boot after the Jets game against the Patriots? Assuming they win, assuming they lose. If it's a win or lose situation.
Yeah, he'll be fired.
What about Anthony Lynn, if the Chargers beat the Chiefs or not?
I think he's going to be fired.
What about Doug Marrone? 1-15 record, and I think that that assuming they lose or assuming they beat the Colts, do you think Doug Marrone's going to get the boot too in Jacksonville?
Yes.
And also, there's an early favorite on who I think should be the GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was talking with my buddy Vince, because I know you're friends with him on Facebook. He told me that Trent Baalke should be the GM of the Jags.
Oh, interesting. What does he do now?
Trent Baalke is the interim GM of the Jags, and I heard that Trent Baalke knows defense.
Uh-huh.
And he was great in San Francisco until they fired him, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I want to know what you think about that potential move for the Jags to make Trent Baalke as their general manager.
Oh, I think that'd be a pretty good choice. Yeah, that's where I know him from, San Francisco, right?
Yeah, Trent Baalke is the interim general manager. He was also their director of player personnel of the Jags.
Uh-huh.
So I think that Trent Baalke, I think, is the favorite to get the interim tag removed off of him in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And now let's talk about the Eagles. So I talked about it with you last week that Howie Roseman's like a son to Jeff Lurie. Do you think there should be a change in the football operations department in Philadelphia? Like, you name John Dorsey the president of football ops, but you still keep Howie Roseman as the GM.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're not going to get rid of Doug Peterson at this point.
No,
I mean,
no, absolutely not.
So, I don't know what else they need to do, though, with the organization. I mean, they'll get rid of Carson Wentz, but that's all I know.
So do you think you – because John Dorsey's a consultant for the Eagles. Do you – if you were the Eagles, do you make him your top executive and be the president of football ops so that he can be in charge of the draft, free agency, and then Howie Roseman can just be a guy that can still sign some free agents as well?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good to me. It sounds pretty good, I guess. What about for you? What do you think?
I just think the Eagles should just reassign Howie Roseman. Just because you don't fire him, I feel like that you remove Howie Roseman from the executive vice president role, and you make him – you still have him as your general manager, and then you make John Dorsey the president of football operations for the Philadelphia Eagles, just because I like John Dorsey. John Dorsey has done a great job in building organizations from being the worst teams to being the contending teams.
All right.
Because he did, it's because he did that in Green Bay. He did that in He did that in Kansas City with Andy Reid, and he also did that in Cleveland.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think of that, John Dorsey being the exact the president of football ops for the Eagles? I think Jeff Lurie should do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
And it's also because I'm concerned about the Eagles drafting at receivers, and John Dorsey knows talent.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's what I think too. So also on it, also we have news to talk about with the New York Giants. So they might even move on from Dave Gettleman. And who do you, and also they could hire a GM that could help with that has a close relationship with Joe Judge.
Yeah, they could do that. Gettleman's been under fire for a long time. And yeah, it'd be interesting to know if they win the division this year, though, what they would do. Fire Gettleman if they win the division?
I don't know. That's going to be hard. He's won a division title with Carolina, but also the Panthers just dismissed their GM. Marty Herney's out of there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the Panthers are looking for a new GM. I'm kind of looking to see which GM they would get too. You know, maybe Dorsey's name could be drawn into Carolina or drawn into the Giants. But I feel like the Eagles should keep John Dorsey. You know?
Yeah.
So with that being said, now let's talk about baseball next. We got a lot of big trades, and we got the Padres. So we got the Padres getting Yu Darvish, and they got Blake Snell. So do you think the Padres so far are headlining this offseason?
Yes, they're winning the offseason. They've been making some good moves, and you know, we'll see if it comes together for them. Who's their manager?
Jace Tingler.
What's his name?
Jace Tingler.
Okay. Yeah,
and
we'll
AJ
see what
Preller's
he can do.
Their general manager, and AJ Preller's been very aggressive.
Yeah, they got the new Korean guy yesterday.
Yeah, but do you think the Padres are going to be the team that's going to challenge the Dodgers in the NL West?
They will. Yeah.
But do you think Dodgers?
I don't think they're going to win the division still. But yeah, they're gonna challenge them. I mean, they're making these moves for a reason.
But do you think the Dodgers are still the better team in the division?
Yeah, I do.
I agree. I still think they will, but don't be shocked if both the Dodgers and Padres kind of go back and forth in the NL West. That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because that division's going to be fun to watch. Except for, like, teams like the Rockies or the Diamondbacks or the Giants. They're not going anywhere.
Right, right.
But the Dodgers and Padres are going to be making noise in SoCal.
Yeah, I think so.
So you think that Blake Snell is going to be a big – think about this rotation with Snell, Paddock, Clevinger, and Darvish in the Padres. Don't you think that's a scary rotation right there?
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy right there. So with that being said, we'll talk more baseball in a little bit. But let's get to our college football playoff picks. So Ohio State's taking on Clemson, and Alabama is taking on Notre Dame. So I'm going to start with Alabama and Notre Dame first. Ian Book versus Mac Jones. Mac Jones is the quarterback I want the Patriots to get. I favor Alabama by 3 points, and they move on to the college football national championship game. What about you?
Yeah, I think they're going to pound Notre Dame, and they're going to get a big win. They'll beat him by like 25 points or something. And then I predict, you know, I'll have to take Clemson over Ohio State, but Ohio State might make this game a lot closer. But I predict Alabama versus Clemson.
I'm with you on that. I predict Alabama and Clemson. So that's my pick to win the national title game. So with that being said here, as much as I love Nick Saban and Mac Jones and Alabama, they're going to play a good game, but I don't want to see Trevor Lawrence go out as a loser. I pick Clemson to win this game over Alabama just because I want to see Trevor. It doesn't mean I hate Clemson. I just want to see Trevor Lawrence go out as a national champion and a Heisman Trophy winner, just so that he comes into the NFL confident.
Yeah. I think it'll be. I think Clemson should beat Alabama as well. I think they have the edge
by a bit, by a small margin. But I'm not saying I hate Alabama or Clemson. I like both teams. I think Alabama is going to play hard, but I think Clemson is going to want to win for Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
But also my question for you is, do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a great quarterback in the National Football League?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be really good. And I think that he is going to be a franchise changer for Jacksonville.
Oh, absolutely. And what does that mean for Gardner Minshew? Do you think he's the backup to Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, they could keep him that way. I don't think there's going to be any other, like, backup quarterbacks on the market, so why not keep Gardner Minshew, who knows the organization and everything. So
yeah, keep Gardner Minshew as the backup to Lawrence. And that in case he gets hurt, you start him. And Gardner Minshew, I think, as a decent backup.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm kind of thinking here.
Yeah.
So I think the games we've forgot. So did you say you have in one of your game picks, you have the Packers beating Chicago?
Yes, yeah.
And my question for you is, we forgot to talk about this, is do you think the Bears have changed their mind on Mitchell Trubisky?
Oh, yeah, good question. Yeah, this is the strangest story of the NFL this season.
We kind of gave up on him too quickly, I think.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, if you're the Bears, assuming he plays well against Chicago, against the Packers, like, I think you got to kind of keep him around another year. It's so weird, though.
It is so weird to think
that
we gave up on Trubisky, and we were like, oh, it's time for the Bears to get a new quarterback. Time to look in this draft class.
Yeah.
But Mitchell Trubisky's really proven me wrong, and this showed to me that he should have not been benched for Nick Foles.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this. He took his benching like a man, and he came back. He didn't quit on the team. He didn't pout like Carson Wentz does. And he came back, and he's been playing great.
He has been playing great football. And also, I thought Nick Foles would kind of be the guy going forward because of Nagy. But my question for you is, do you think the Bears are going to make up their mind about Matt Nagy's future in Chicago? Do you think the Bears have done enough to save him in Chicago?
You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Like, say if they make the playoffs, do you think that's going to save his job?
Yeah. I think if he doesn't make the playoffs,
then he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
He and Ryan Pace are probably going to go.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's the question we forgot there. So now let's talk about some NBA action. So the Lakers, they lost last week to the Clippers. Then they beat Dallas. They beat Minnesota. And then they ran into a Portland Trailblazers team that beat the Lakers last night too. So do you think the Lakers are still going to be the number one team in the West despite losing to both Portland and the Clippers?
Yeah. I thought they were going to start slow anyways because they're trying to give LeBron and AD some time off, you know. But, yeah, they're still the team to beat in the West for sure.
But Damian Lillard impressed in that one. But it just tells you, Portland is picking up where they left off from last year. They're going to be a team that's going to be like, oh, that 8 seed's no joke. They want to be higher than that in the West.
Right, I agree.
So what do you think of that? What do you think of the Blazers from last night? Do you think the Blazers are going to be a team that you can't sleep on now that they got everybody healthy, especially Nurkic? Adding Kanter back definitely helps in the inside.
Yeah, I think so.
So you think – but the Lakers you shouldn't be concerned about.
Now. No, I'm not concerned about the Lakers now.
So also
they're in the offseason, so they're going to be fine.
Yeah, they did a good job this offseason, but I feel like that them getting off to a slow start now really helps them in this 72-game season. You just don't want to, like, injure people now because you had a short offseason, and I get that.
Yeah.
So also, let's talk about some injury news. So we have one bad news and one good news. So Spencer Dinwiddie had a torn ACL. How do you think that's a big blow for the Brooklyn Nets?
They confirmed it's a torn ACL.
Yeah, it's partially torn for Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, that hurts him. I mean, he's a good player. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's as long as it's not KD or Kyrie, they can probably work around it.
Yeah, they can. Absolutely. Steve Nash can do that. I think Steve Nash has done a good job. But I felt like the Brooklyn Nets could have started out 3-0 or something like that. But they've also lost some games, too, to teams that they should have not been losing to.
Yeah.
Like the Charlotte Hornets. Who would have thought that they would have lost to Charlotte? Who would have thought the Cavs would have been 3-0? Who would have thought the Pacers would have been 3-0? I knew that. I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And Orlando 3-0.
Yeah.
But here's some good news. John Morant, he scared us last night with that ankle injury. But the good news is the x-rays came back clean.
Yeah, that was he was in a wheelchair at the end there. So yeah,
he pulled a Paul Pierce there.
Yeah, how many weeks is he going to be out?
I don't know. It's a day to day thing, but I think that John Morant, I think will be fine. What do you think?
Yeah, me too.
But I think that John Morant, I think will end up being a MVP caliber player. There's a lot of season left. Good, thank goodness it's not a season-ending injury, because he is somebody that I like watching, too, when it comes to watching the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, me too.
And then the Lakers next game, they get the San Antonio Spurs. So let's start talk about the Spurs. So the Spurs, they're supposed to be rebuilding, but they're starting out. Do you think with the Spurs off to a fast start, do you think the Spurs can contend in the West? That's kind of a long shot for the Spurs.
A long shot. Yeah, they're not contending.
Do you think that they need time to They need time to rebuild.
Yeah, for sure.
But also with the Lakers, do you think the Lakers can come into San Antonio to beat the Spurs and beat Pop?
Yes, they can do that
and implode them.
Oh yeah, for sure they can do that.
But the thing with the Spurs is they always finish strong in the end.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So I think the Lakers will bounce back tomorrow. They have two games with the Spurs coming up on tomorrow and on New Year's Day. So do you think the Lakers can win these two games in their upcoming road schedule?
Yes, they can do it for sure.
And let's talk about the most embarrassing loss in this past week in the NBA, the Clippers getting shellacked by the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that game? And do you think that Clipper fans should make excuses on why they lost that big?
I think they just need to acknowledge that we stunk. Like, you know, you don't have Kawhi Leonard, but you know, you can't be down 50 points to a Mavericks team like that. That was pathetic. You know, I saw the score and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I had refreshed my screen thinking it was like a glitch, but nope.
Why does that even happen? The Mavs were up Porzingis and they still put a beating on the Clippers.
Yeah, that was just humiliating.
But do you think with the Mavericks, do you think they're going to be in full strength when they get Porzingis back? But the thing is, they got to stay healthy. But my question for you is, do you think the Mavericks are another star away from being a championship contending team?
If they get Kristaps Porzingis back, they'll be a top four team in the West, I think.
What if they add another star? Do you think they could challenge the Lakers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's teams that you don't want to sleep on. Like, you don't want to sleep on the Mavs. I'm not sleeping on Denver because of Jokic and Murray and Porter Jr.
Uh-huh.
And also don't sleep on the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your team that's kind of struggling that could also get back in the mix. How about your Detroit Pistons? They're 0-3, but do you see them getting their season on track?
Well, no, they're not going to make the playoffs this year, but I think that we could I think that we could end up doing a little bit better and having it be a little bit more fun and interesting this year than it has been. So I think they're going in the right direction, but yeah, they're not going to compete or anything this year.
I do like the French point guard you guys got, Killian Hayes. I think he's going to be your next star in Detroit.
Yeah.
But my only concern is that you guys should have not given up on Andre Drummond.
Well, I think he's a big man who doesn't really have a long-range game, and there's not – I don't think – he can fit on a team somewhere, but not on a team like the Pistons, I don't think.
Because the Pistons are more about spreading the floor. Blake Griffin can shoot threes.
Yeah. You know, most teams want to spread the floor, so I don't know what team he'd be a good fit on.
He's just on Cleveland right now.
Yeah, and they stink too, so –
But they're undefeated, and I can't believe that.
Yeah,
and they're still gonna not be good.
Yeah,
and the Bulls too. They're a team that the Bulls with Donovan. I'm like, oh, he's gonna turn this team around, but they're 0-3. It's no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the Bulls right now with Billy Donovan?
I think that he's gonna be a good fit there for the Bulls for sure.
But do you think he needs time? Do you think he needs time to kind of get that team together?
Oh, sure. He'll need another year or so. Yeah.
Playoff team again?
Yeah.
What about the Knicks? A team that could have started 0-3, but I think Tom Thibodeau's done a good job so far.
Yeah, I think he's been doing all right.
But do you think the Knicks need to overhaul the roster still?
Yes, yeah. The Knicks are nowhere near where they need to be.
I like Obi Toppin, don't you?
Yeah.
He's worth the hype, and I think the Knicks will build around Obi Toppin, Alfred Payton. No, I beg your pardon. Kevin Knox and RJ Barrett. Those are the three guys I see them building around, but I think they need to get a superstar to join them.
Yeah.
Their team right now is nowhere near contention.
Yes, I agree.
But they have good players, especially young guys. But I feel like that James Dolan is not an attractor for superstars.
No, he stinks. He's a bad owner.
Yeah, so now that being said, with the Lakers, you think they win the next two games and then they win their game against Memphis on Sunday?
Yes.
And then tonight the Clippers take on the Blazers. So do you think the Clippers bounce back from this?
You know, I would usually say yes, but the Blazers are pretty good, and the Clippers, like, I don't know, after you lose, like, by 50 points, or they also more than that, they're down 50 at halftime, like, I don't know. We'll see what they do.
It's going to depend on what they do here, and I think that the Lakers are going to, I think that the Clippers could win, but I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't.
Yeah.
So, now on to baseball. So, with the Padres, do you think the Padres still make the playoffs as a wild card team with the team they have, or do you think they take a slight step back?
Which team?
The Padres.
They're going forward. They're going to be really good.
Well, I say that because the NL wild card's going to be tough. They'll probably lock up the wild card spot again. But uh-huh. I feel like that there's going to be a team that's going to challenge them. Like, the Nationals want to get back in there. I could see, like, Milwaukee getting into that second wild card spot.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I could see that. But also, the Phillies made another trade. I don't know if you know this guy. Jose Alvarado is going to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
From the Rays. So, Dave Dombrowski at work getting bullpen help, and he is doing what he is supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, do you think so far he is going to – he's making a major impact on this Philadelphia Phillies roster?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Phillies are going to make strides this year for sure in the NL East.
And also, I'm hearing this. Trevor Bauer could make a historic rotation. Where could he be?
Yeah, he could go anywhere. It'll be really good.
So I think that Bauer is too expensive for the Reds. So I'm kind of thinking when it comes to Bauer, you shouldn't sleep on him being in Dodger blue. What if he's in Dodger blue?
They'd have maybe the greatest rotation of all time.
Could that happen? Or could he be in Washington with the Nationals with Strasburg and Scherzer and Corbin?
Yeah, I think he could end up in a lot of places still.
I would eliminate the Yankees.
Oh, why?
I know that they want to get Tanaka back.
Uh-huh.
So also, the Dodgers officially signed Tommy Cannell from the Yankees. I don't know if you know him, but he was a key part of the Yankees bullpen back in 2019, but he also had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
And then they also acquired Mike Clevenger. Not Mike Clevenger. They acquired another they acquired what's his name? I'm not sure if this is Mike Clevenger's brother. They got Garrett Clevenger. I think that's Mike Clevenger's brother. That's a Dodger now.
Uh-huh.
So he might help with their bullpen, especially with left-handers. But do the Dodgers need another rotation piece, or do you think they're going to – or with Price coming back, they'll be fine?
I think that they'll be fine.
Yeah, you get Bueller, Kershaw, Price, Urias in your rotation as your top four, and then Dustin May as your – fifth man in the rotation, and then they're good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
But my question for you now is it time for the Dodgers to move on from to move off of Kenley Jansen as the closer? I say so.
Yeah, it's for sure.
I say they name Ruzdar Gratterall as their closer.
Yeah.
What do you think of that move?
That'd be a good move, I think, yeah.
I would like Urias to be a closer, but I see him more as a starter.
Yeah.
That can give you length. But I think that, whatchamacallit, I think Gratterall is going to be, should be a good closer too.
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, the Kings, I found out their schedule. So they have their first game against the Minnesota Wild. So what do you expect from this new look LA Kings team heading into their first game of the season? Before we're going to talk more about this on in the week of that season begins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there'll be, they're not going to be that good, but they're going to get a lot of experience, I think, for the younger guys and their prospects in their farm systems and maybe even with the team itself this year.
Yeah, so the Kings take on the Minnesota Wild on January 14th. We'll talk about that game the week of. But also there's news to talk about in the NHL that Henrik Lundqvist is going to have open heart surgery. Do you think that this is the end of the end of his career?
Yeah, that I saw that news yesterday. Devastating for him. I don't see how he can come back. He's already older, and you're going in for heart surgery, so you're going to miss this year. It's not looking good. And if it's heart surgery, there's probably a serious issue there that he might have to retire.
Yeah, and also we have news that Jonathan Toews from the Chicago Blackhawks has a medical issue, and he has no timetable for return to the Blackhawks. So if he's not ready by the regular season, do you think that's a big blow for the Chicago Blackhawks?
Oh, for sure. And they've lost one or two other guys to injury, too. I thought one of their younger guys broke his wrist or something like that.
But they can work around Patrick Kane, though.
Yeah, but, you know, you start dropping two or three of your more productive players, and it's going to be a tough season.
It's going to be a long season for the Blackhawks if they're without Kane and Toews.
Yeah.
And also, Farmer Duck, Corey Perry, is in Montreal. What do you think of that move for the Montreal Canadiens to get a 35-year-old forward that has had experience being an all-star?
I think he'll be pretty good. What do you think?
Corey Perry has always been an elite scorer.
Yeah.
With Getzlaff, but I think with Montreal, I think what they're getting out of him is goal scoring and also toughness, and that could put up points on the board. But do you think, speaking of the Canadians, do you think the Canadians are going to be a team that's going to make the playoffs again?
I don't think so. So we'll see, though. I don't know.
Because that division's all Canadian, but I feel like that, whatchamacallit, the early favorite to win that all-Canadian division is the Winnipeg Jets.
Uh-huh.
And the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
So I think that's something to get used to. So anyways, Matt, you have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year.